Thank you and good afternoon. Cal State University campuses will increase tuition for the first time in 6 years after the CSU Board of Trustees approved tuition increases for the 2017 fall term earlier this afternoon. Annual tuition for resident undergraduate students will increase by $270, an increase CSU officials say will generate $77.5 million in net revenue for student success initiatives, including Graduation Initiative 2025. That initiative aims to allow CSU campuses to double four-year graduation rates and to get rid of all equity gaps for low-income and underserved students. Officials say California is currently on pace to fall 1 million bachelor degrees short of the number required for the future workforce. And with the initiative, CSU campuses can graduate an additional 500,000 students over the next decade. CSU Executive Vice Chancellor Steve Relia said the following statement: "The university faces a critical juncture where additional revenue is needed if we are to continue the trajectory that has seen campuses reach all-time highs in graduation rates." Following an investigation into a string of armed robberies in Eureka that spanned from late December to late January, the Eureka Police Department have identified the second suspect involved as 33-year-old Rocky Keene. There is a $200,000 warrant for Keene's arrest, and he is considered armed and dangerous. The other suspect, 32-year-old Ezra Williams of Riodell, is currently awaiting trial for his involvement in the robberies. Mendocino deputies responded to a residence on Barnes Lane in Covelo on Tuesday night after they received a tip that 22-year-old Jeffrey Joaquin was staying in the home. Joaquin earlier in the day was involved in an exchange of gunfire with a Round Valley tribal officer after he was seen trespassing on the residence while armed with a shotgun. No one was injured in the exchange, but Joaquin fled the area on foot. Tribal officers responded to the residence Joaquin was staying at, and he surrendered without incident. He was booked into county jail on a list of charges, as well as for warrants for post-release community supervision. Motorists traveling on Highway 101 near the Last Chance Grade are advised to prepare for longer delays, as road crews continue to shore up the hillside at the site where the most recent failure happened. Officials from Caltrans announced yesterday that delays are now up to 25 minutes, as one-way control traffic remains in effect while work continues to be done where the retaining wall failed 2 weeks ago. As elected officials and stakeholders try to find a long-term solution, Caltrans officials anticipate that two-way traffic could return to the roadway as early as this summer. The public is invited to attend a special workshop that will be held at Fortuna City Hall tonight as the City Council discusses Fortuna's marijuana ordinance. Residents can provide comment to the council related to the cultivation, processing, and distribution of marijuana within city limits. And if you are unable to attend the meeting, you can call or email Fortuna City officials. The meeting will begin at 6 o'clock. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. An update for motorists traveling on State Route 254 that the Avenue of Giants just north of Myers Flat is now reopened to normal two-way traffic after a downed tree and utility lines closed down the roadway. Delnor County law enforcement have identified the two victims who were killed in two separate attacks in Klamath on Monday morning. 50-year-old Timothy Thompson was identified as the man who died after he and another man were stabbed by 55-year-old David Saldano, who remains in Delnor County Jail on charges of homicide and assault with a deadly weapon. 37-year-old Sonny Grant was the other victim identified, and a GoFundMe page was set up by Grant's family to help cover funeral expenses. Grant was fatally shot in the chest, and four people are in jail for murder: George Johnson, Sonny Pratt, Marcellus Woodard, and Natalie Wright. Mendocino County deputies responded to a disturbance at a residence in the 16,000 block of Mitchell Creek Drive in Fort Bragg. Deputies contacted the caller, who reported that he heard his neighbor, 61-year-old Thomas Anderson, yell at neighbors before a gunshot was heard in the area. The caller fled and returned to his home later to find property misplaced and vandalized. Deputies spoke to Anderson, and as they were leaving the scene, Anderson was heard shouting criminal threats to another neighbor and his family. Anderson was arrested for criminal threats and probation violation. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.